Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I say this all the time. I don't say it just to repeat myself. I say it because I believe it. I want you to get informed. I want you to get engaged. I want you to have a clue as to what's happening. Right? That way there we can find our way out of this because I'm not so sure. We can at least, maybe, just you've had plenty of people, including like the Candace Owens of the world, that got informed, then decided to engage and look at what we have today. Not just her, you had Evan say it, the same thing with him. He got informed, he got engaged, and look what happened. Look at the good he's been able to do. So I'm saying the same thing to you. I want you to get informed. I want you to get engaged. And then I want you to really be, for lack of a better term, you know, be a warrior for the truth, the real truth. Not what some of these people perceive to be the truth, or what's going on between their ears, and they think they have every clue or every truth that there is. No, don't do that. Not my truth. The truth, real truth. Really, that simple. Yeah, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do. MyPillow.com. Yeah, I know, I'm all over the place. Give me a break. Head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, right? I keep telling you, Valentine, you're going to blow this. You got Valentine's Day, and you still have time to get her, him, whatever, beautiful robe. Slippers. I say her, him, whatever, because I don't. Are you guys hot on making sure that you, what is it you want? I like the robe. Oh, no, I don't have the robe. Sorry. We see, we've got the sheets, the pillowcases, the pillows. I got the slippers. I really like the slippers. You've heard me joke about this before, though, really. They're not elegant. They're slippers. All right, but you still got time to get. You still have time to get what you need. And you know, flowers die, slippers don't. Flowers die, these the robes don't. All right, so Sonya Schmidt is under the weather tonight. No, not with the COVID. I think she just got hit with. Actually, she got hit with the. Classic flu, I'm sure. It's just amazing. All right. So I'm just going to go rapid fire through the stories like I normally would. And see what we can do. But if you, hey, want to be a part of the conversation, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. All right. AOC is at it again. She's in a little bit of trouble, it appears. She, well, actually, another members of Congress, they paid thousands of dollars in campaign cash to a Chinese foreign agent. Now, a couple of news sources have gone through and looked at her finance records, campaign finance records. You can get any one of them online. If you want to have some fun and you're interested, you'd be surprised at the amount of money these people spend on some of the most whacked things. So AOC, along with two Democrats and one Republican, were involved in these payments. Kevin Mullen, a Democrat out of California, Grace Meng, a Democrat out of New York, and Nicholas Malliotakis, a Republican out of New York. They joined along with AOC in the pushing campaign cash to Tsingtao. Now, it's a subsidiary of the Hong Kong-based Tsingtao News Corporation. This was for advertising expenses during the midterm. Why would you need to advertise in a Chinese newspaper? Just curious. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Those campaigns, in other words, had sent their money to a Chinese-owned entity that the Department of Justice forced to register as Chinese foreign agents in 2021. So shouldn't they do their homework? Shouldn't somebody, and I don't mean the DOJ, I'm talking about the actual campaign, shouldn't they also be doing their homework? Now, after the Justice Department officials decided that Tsingtao was a foreign, was a foreign political activity, all of the campaigns had dispersed money to the firms. And the outlets went on to say that AOC's campaign dropped nearly $1,500 on the advertisements with Tsingtao newspapers during the midterm. Malliotakis paid $1,000 and $7,000 to various Tsingtao entities as part of their campaign. Come on, can somebody translate this for me? Tsingtao's United States operations included Chinese language publications in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and so on. I mean, there's a lot happening there. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Yeah, the mouth is moving, no sound coming out. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That way you're not part of the problem. Right? I mean, you guys should be able to do this by heart. I shouldn't even have to say it anymore. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. All right. Got a lot of stories I want to get to tonight. Sonya Schmidt, again, out. She's taking a sick day. We all pay sick days. Anyway, always appreciate her time with us, too, and her perspective on things as well. All right. The you knew this was coming. This should be nothing new for any of you. You know this has been coming. You know that they're going to be pushing this, or we're going to push it at some point in time. But it's official now. The CCC added COVID-19 vaccine to routine immunization schedules for children and adolescents. So that this gives the states open license to now force this to be added as part of your immunization for your kids to get into school. It's just amazing. It is sick. I mean, Fauci has now come out and said, basically, yeah, the vaccines didn't work the way they thought. Right? They didn't have the desired effect. After he stuck hundreds of millions of bucks in his pocket, not a big deal, right? This is the stuff that, for anybody listening in any way, shape, manner, or form, should drive you out of your mind. There's no reason for this. There is no reason for him to be allowed to get away with stuff like this. No, remember everybody, he's a doctor. He knows what he's doing. We should listen to him. Yeah, how'd that work out? No, if that's the case, because he kept, you know, talking about how smart he was and the whole nine yards, then you know what? Then the charge is his. The deaths are his. The sicknesses are all his. The first time the unsafe and ineffective COVID-19 vaccine and was formally added to the routine immunization schedule for both children and adolescents by the CDC. Now, it's common knowledge that COVID-19 poses really no threat to young people. Absolutely none. Right? The chances of getting it, contracting it, handing it off are like in the you know, 1.00001, whatever. But they want to make sure that they get their money. I was going to say they want to make sure that they think they're keeping your kids safe, but that's not it. They want to make sure they get their money. Let's just be honest about it. The mRNA vaccines against the virus are not effective. They're not safe. And that's how people even died after receiving the COVID vaccine. You know, the common thread here is when you look at this, and you look at the massive uptick in heart issues now, and almost all of them in people with the vaccine. No, I can't sit here and say to you, yes, I have medical evidence. But if you take your time, you listen, and you pay attention, you'll see there is a problem. Anyway, CDC and its advisory council will continue to push for childhood vaccinations. Now, one time the advisory council came out and said, no vaccines for kids. We're not there yet. And the CDC ignored them. And funny how, all of a sudden, now they're on board. Back in October of 2022, the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization, now they provide advice, and this is what I was telling you about. Right? This is, they voted not to include it for the kids. Because they hadn't been around long enough. There hadn't been enough studies done with it. And then all of a sudden, now in 2023, it's included in the childhood immunization schedule. And this time, by unanimous vote. Think about that. They're recommending the use of COVID-19 vaccines for everyone as young as 6 months and older. Wow. So, 6 months. In other words, let's use the vaccine, the immunization booster in a child that, for all intents and purposes, has no immunization system to speak of. Wow. Seriously. Once CDC approves it, the Department of Health can exercise its rule, making authority to add it to the health care and school schedule at any time they want to. Wow. And part, you know, COVID vaccine is still experimental. Anyway, I don't know how you fight this. Unless you pull your kids out of public school, unless you go totally in the opposite direction, I don't know how you fight this. The 2023 child and adolescent immunization schedule available on the CDC's immunization schedule website, on their own website, it summarizes the ACIP recommendations. So, they're telling the healthcare providers are advised to use the tables, look at the tables, and then go throw up. They're now considering, the way they lay it out, they now consider COVID-19 vaccines the norm for your children. People, when are you going to wake up? You guys that have children right now, and you're so worried about your kids and your kids' health and what they have to look forward to and what's going on. Well, let me ask you, what are you willing to do about it for real? What are you willing to step out of? What are you willing to do to make a difference to the point where we have the right people elected to stop shoving things down our throats that not only do we not want, but they don't work, and they could be dangerous for you? Notice I said could be. So you need to make sure, again, we need to make sure we are electing the right people. We're pushing for the right people to get in office. Guys, we need to get back to fighting. I know some of you have written me, you don't like me using that term. Why? Well, what don't you like? The word fighting? Give me a break. Come on. You need to be up on what's going on. And as far as fighting goes, you know, get used to it. It's going to become a constant fight from here on in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. California is being seen. Oh, God, this is going to make you throw up in your mouth. California is being seen as our energy future. You ready? Pass out. Be back in a few minutes. Show me senior host. Don't go far.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. military downed another high-altitude object that flew over American airspace. Brigadier General Pat Ryder shared some more details at the Pentagon.
The object was about the size of a small car, so not similar in size or shape to the high-altitude surveillance balloon that was taken down off the coast of South Carolina on February 4.
Speaking earlier at the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Department of Defense tracked the object over Alaska at about 40,000 feet over the last 24 hours. He said it posed a reasonable threat to civilian flight, and President Biden ordered the military to shoot it down today. The president will travel to Poland later this month. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said he'll deliver remarks ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden will visit Poland that borders Ukraine February 20th through the 22nd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're back. Go to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. I got to fix that. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. Right? And it is the best way for you to get informed enough to be able to make a change. All right. So as I was saying in the last segment, apparently California now is the model for energy for the country. Again, they're so full of themselves. They refuse to pay attention to what's going on around them. They refuse to look at the damage that they've done. In California, we don't have the ability to even charge those cars they want us to buy. Really, in all sincerity, we can't charge any of them. Because the grid won't handle it. They told us last summer, when we were going through a heat wave, and we had all this going on, and we needed to conserve energy, they actually asked, think about this, they actually asked that you not charge your cars. How's that? Do you just simply not charge your vehicles? Because the grid couldn't handle it. Now, on top of all this foolishness, think this through. On top of all this foolishness, now what they want you to do, they want you to make sure, they don't want natural gas anymore, so they want you to take all your natural gas appliances. Some cities have actually even banned in California the use of natural gas in the homes. So no more natural gas ovens, they want electricity. No more natural gas water heaters. They want those to be electric as well. Heaters, air conditioners, the whole nine yards. But the grid won't handle it. It's not Joe Messina saying the grid won't handle it. I am telling you that the state says the grid won't handle it. Anybody home? So why do they keep pushing this? And you look at what happened in Texas as of late. They had a nice storm. We have storm. Your wind and your solar power is not going to work. The generators that produce electricity in the state of California so they can charge those cars. I mean, I can't. Did we dumb down education so much that these young folks cannot figure out how they get power to charge their phones, charge their cars, charge their iPads. And they're all gas-fired generators now. Well, not they're all, but the majority of them are. So you're going to ban natural gas from the gas-fired generators? Or we're going to go back to coal? Maybe we should go back to nuclear. And that's the other thing little sneaky Newsom did. He turned around and sneakily canceled him shutting down one of the nuclear power plants. He's leaving it open. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom called a special legislative session back in December. He wants to tax California's oil refineries out of their excessive profits. He was following a well-laid path of Golden State governors blaming the oil and gas industry for the state's high energy prices. You know, our gas goes up almost a buck. You heard me? A buck before the summer. The reason for that is that California legislators put a law into effect that requires a different blend of gasoline, which costs a lot more to make. Listen up. Seriously. And they're blaming the oil and gas companies for that? Are they for real? You need to look in a mirror. That's what the real problem is. If you live here, we know that. Now, California, ironically, even with all this work that they're doing, they've got the highest gas, electric prices in the country. It's just amazing. And then think of this. Where were the solar panels manufactured in big? China. Yeah, you heard me, China. So you get into this, these air quality issues is what they're screaming about. Right, the high demand for gasoline. And they think that it looks good for them to say, okay, well, we have a special blend for the summertime that makes it better. That keeps, keeps everything down. You don't have to worry about pollution. Unreal. Anyway, we have the highest fuel prices in America, including any array of fees such as cap and trade. An isolated fuel market due to the special formulation that results in no refinery slack. So when a plant has an accident or it goes down for maintenance, prices can quickly soar. And today, gasoline in California, it has come down because the summer blend went away. At one time, we were over $6 a gallon. Okay? Right now, we're close to $5. Now, over a buck of that, let me see, what is it, 18, 20, yeah, about $1.20 of that is taxes. Out of the $1.20, over 90 cents of it is taxes to the state of California, not the whole country. Almost 20 cents of that goes to federal. Now, they're so worried about saving the planet, so worried about carbon emissions, going to bring it to net zero. Remember, they're talking about, think about all this electricity. Stay with the conversation. Okay, they want to produce electricity. They want to do it via wind and solar. By the way, anybody know what solar is made of? Right, we've got to use, what do we have to use for solar? Right, petroleum. Got it. Those windmills that they have, what are they made of? Yeah, right, petroleum. Got it. You need petroleum to make those. Anyway, they want to bring this down to net zero. Carbon emissions to net zero. Anybody think that can happen? Really? He wants to cut oil consumption by 94% by 2045. He's going to do that by outlawing, and already has signed the bill, no more gas power tools. you know, yard gas power tools, gardening tools. I think it's 2025. By 2035, you can't sell a gas-powered car anymore in the state. That's how they're going to do it. They're going to force you, right? And everything pretty much by 2045 has to be electric. How are you going to charge those things? We can't charge them now in California. The grid can't handle that much. We actually have, in the summertime, when you have office buildings and other places, the demand for electricity goes up. There are rolling brownouts, rolling blackouts in the state. Can you imagine? Right now, I don't know what there was. The number was low, single digits, as to how many electric cars there are now. And we had rolling blackouts and brownouts. Right? Just and again, they're going to ban the use of gas in homes, apartments, for furnaces, water heaters, stoves, and so on. If you think about California, and again, a lot of times in California, what happens here, when you get Dems that win offices in other states, or get elected to as president, look around, look what happens. I mean, Biden and team drug all those people from California to run the country. And I kept telling you, if you want to see how this country will run under Democrat rule, just look at California. It's just amazing. We have lost over 3,000 companies, and they haven't gone out of business. You know what they did? They moved to another state. They moved to Texas. They moved to Tennessee. They moved to other states. Florida. Florida's getting a windfall of our people. I'm not going to do it tonight, but I just read an article about Californians moving to Nevada to get away from California rule and issues here. And what happens? They're bringing the same freaky legislation ideas to Nevada. That is a mental issue. Joe Messina, your host. Be back later.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Singer, Hulk, always a pleasure to have you with me. Give you a little bit to get your heart racing right now. Now, think about it, right? If you're going to use California, as we're talking about California being used as the, the model for energy across the country, you too won't be able to charge your electric car. Come on, think about it. It's not that hard. It doesn't require a college education. In the early 2000s, before new hydraulic fracturing, or fracking as they call it, right? They opened up the oil and gas industry, something fierce. Brought down the cost of both. We have plenty of it. We've got enough natural gas and oil to last us hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. You know, and experts were forecasting before that time, before the, you know, early 2000s, that the Pacific Coast from Vancouver to British Columbia, all the way down to Tijuana, Mexico, would need these costly liquefied natural gas terminals to import enough fuel to keep the lights on. So we went from potentially having to install these natural gas terminals. Very expensive. So these ships could come in from other countries to pump natural gas into our system. Then we would have to build storage plants or storage tanks. It's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous when we're sitting on all of this. We've allowed these eco-freaks to get away with this long enough. I'm not suggesting we ruin the country, ruin the ecosystem, pollute the air. That's not what we're talking about here. Right? I mean, seriously. We're talking about using safe, level-headed ways to extract natural gas and oil the way we should, the way we should be allowed to. In 2001, California residential electricity customers were paying 41% more than the national average and 36% more than their Texas counterparts. Fracking actually drove that down. By 2010, California customers were paying about 28% or less, and a little bit more than the U.S. average, and 27% more than Texans did. It's just amazing. But Joey B. stepped in. And once Joey B. stepped in and did his magic, California electricity prices soared to its highest. The highest that they've been, you know, percentage-wise, in over 20 years, and the highest in all, the highest in all of 48 states. Right now, Californians are spending 74% more on gas and oil. I'm sorry, natural gas, yeah. Right, and gasoline than the rest of the country. And 96% more than Texans do. Just amazing. Just amazing. And I think I told you guys the other day, our gas bill quadrupled in 1 month. And nobody can give answers as to why. Right? It's not that it actually is that the gasoline actually costs more money to purchase. But the gas company, the major gas company, buys that gas, that natural gas, from a provider and then has to find a way to get it to you. Well, obviously, they already have it laid out. They're saying that the cost of transport, the cost to get it to you, is much higher than it's ever been. Look, I'm beating this to death because you guys in some of these other states that think that the Democrats are the end-all, be-all when it comes to saving the economy, I got news for you. Yeah, they're going to save the economy, all right. You know, nobody would be going to work. Nobody would be doing anything. People would be sleeping in the streets. Why? Because they won't be able to go to work. They won't be able to pay for that gas that's three times the national average. It's ridiculous. They need to think this stuff through. This is just terrible. Out of control, terrible. Actually, we're going one step further. Out of control, stupid. You know, these bleeding heart eco freaks sit there and they think they've got all the answers. They think they're going to help you, and they don't. They're not. They're going to hurt you. There is a sane way to do this. There is an okay way to do this. There is an okay way to roll out these energy issues. All right. Let's get back to my favorite subject, Gen Z. Now, we know that they hate America. I've done these stories before, right? Here's why we can't give up on them. At least that's what the writer says. I'm not so much sure I'm in line with this writer. Piers Morgan sounds off on the woke indoctrination. He started screaming about this and saying, hey, look, this is not just an American scenario. This is happening across the globe. Now, I find that hard to believe, right, that it's happening in some pretty strict places, that they're not allowing it, right? But he's talking about the indoctrination of these kids is happening at schools everywhere. And I do believe that. I do believe more so than not. Remember the previous generations, mine included, we were pretty rebellious. You know, that whole sex, drugs, rock and roll and booze thing, right? They've always been a topic of aggravation. Our parents did. I was talking to my dad the other day. And he brought up the fact that we weren't mean. Right? We weren't mean. So, you listen to the music You see how the parenting is going on. You see what the schools are doing. Right? And you can't, you don't, there's no wonder why the kids go down the road they're going. So, again, you know, remember they used to complain? We drove too fast. We were too loud. We wore funny clothes. We didn't respect our teachers. Those are all the things that they talk about. But something's changed in the last few years. Now, I think we should be more worried. Some people kind of laugh at me. They make fun. I think we should be worried about the state of our children, more worried about them than we are. I think the things that we faced in the 70s or 60s and what have you, nothing like where these kids are at today. So a recent morning consult poll found that the 16% of Gen Zers are proud to live in the United States. Millennials were only somewhat different at about 36%. In the last 10 years, there has been a sharp decline in national pride. Not an accident. Think about what the teachers are teaching, what they're pushing on our kids. Professors and colleges are telling our kids we are the worst country ever. Which I was getting a kick out of, because if we're that bad, then we've got a bunch of idiots trying to get in. And I mean idiots. Why would you come to an oppressive country that hates people of color, that hates women, and yet you're taking a chance of dying in the desert to get here? Right? Just saying. So, I think, again, it's a deliberate attempt to destroy patriotism. If you destroy patriotism, if you destroy our foundational beliefs, if you destroy family, you destroy God, you destroy, you know, just the normal way of living. Boy is boy, girl is girl. You destroy all of these things. Then you've got kids that are just wandering around doing nothing. They're wandering around. They have no clues what they need to do. And I say that for a lot of reasons. Think about it. These kids are already in their teenage years. Everybody says the same thing. In their teenage years, they're trying to, yeah, I hate this term, but they're trying to find themselves. They're fighting with, you know, who they are, what they are, how they want to look, what kind of music they like, you know, who they want to hang out with. They want to fit in. And now you're telling them, don't wear that American flag. Don't do the Pledge of Allegiance. Go down, there's a whole list of stuff. So, you're already destroying their foundation. And if you ask them what country is better than ours, some of the things they come up with are outrageous. I mean, they don't come up with, England. No, they bring up Cuba. Cuba. Because why? Because they take care of their people. They have national health care. And you're going, stop. Just stop. It's the ignorance of your education system speaking, not you. Do your homework. Find out what those places are really like. Find out how many people are. And I'll tell you what. You do a protest in the street in any one of those places like you have the true freedom to do here, you're going to find yourself in jail. Really. Because, again, as I said to you guys a million times, the high school teacher, the teacher in the community, is one of the most revered persons in a community. Joe was your host. God bless. Don't go anywhere. You still got me for a couple more hours. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.